You know, over the weekend, we celebrated my mom's birthday, and Lisa went out and got some cupcakes at Cupcake Royale. Kind of a boutique business that's done very well. A lot of people find Cupcake Royale's products really delicious. Jody Hall is the owner, and I asked her to come on the show because we've been talking about Hostess, makers of all those snack foods I used to gobble up all the time as a kid. Ding Dongs, Twinkies, Snowballs, Ho-Hos, you know, I mean, Tiger Tails, you name it. And most of the criticism has been aimed at the union for its exorbitant demands on the company. Jody Hall says, no, she, a strong Democrat, believes that the blame should be placed on the financiers of the company. And I said, you know what? That sounds like a good discussion. Come on and join me. We'll talk about it. And she joins me now on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Hello, Jody.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. So let's talk about Hostess. You don't blame the union for Hostess' demise.
Well, I guess I think it's kind of sad that about 10 years ago, the Hostess brands, where they were basically Wall Street investors came in, purchased the company, and kind of loaded it with debt. And while they gave the CEO a 300% pay increase, they cut wages in the company up to 32%. And yes, there's union issues, and maybe they were running at a too expensive rate or what have you, but it does seem like we've heard this story before, and it's really sad to see such an iconic institution go down. Where, how many people lost their jobs? Is it 18,000? I'm not quite
sure. Well, 700 here in Seattle, as you know, the Hostess Bakery, not far from where I'm speaking to you.
Yeah,
closed.
Exactly.
You could always smell when they were cooking. It was just, the aroma was wonderful. And of about 18,500 across the country. And you understand, Hostess had been in bankruptcy twice. And, you know, financiers tried to step in and rescue the company, you know, not because out of the goodness of their heart, but because they thought, hey, there's some value to these brands. There's some value to
Absolutely.
These products. Let's try and rescue the company. And the CEO said, we can't make it with these union rules. I mean, I'll give you an example of one of their rules, Jody. The Hostess also makes Wonder Bread. Helps build strong bodies 12 ways. I still remember that slogan from the 60s. Anyway, the union rules were that if a truck leaving the bakery was headed to, say, you know, QFC or Safeway, they couldn't put snack foods and Wonder Bread in the truck and have them go to the grocery store. They had to send two trucks, one with snack foods and one with Wonder Bread. I mean, that's just
better be full.
You understand how the union rules were working. Even there were two unions. There were the Teamsters and there were the bakery workers. Even the Teamsters got upset with the bakery union, and because they were so inflexible and they weren't recognizing the dire straits the company was in.
I can totally appreciate that rule. That seems really inefficient, and I think that a lot of, as you grow in companies, you do find inefficiencies and things like that, and being entrepreneurial, you want to be lean and fix those. But I also think there's a place for unions to protect kind of the lower level workers from wage abuse and not providing proper health care and coverage when companies are making money. And I guess, you know, it's sad.
So you have unions at Cupcake Royale?
We don't have unions at Cupcake Royale.
Whoa, wait a minute. You're telling me there's a place for unions to protect low-wage people, and you're criticizing Hostess for criticizing the union's role in their demise, and you yourself don't have unions?
I'm just trying to give my perspective on your comments, John.
Well, yeah, I know, Jody, but you run a snack food company yourself. Why don't you have unions?
Well, we're a pretty small company. We don't even have 100 employees. We're just, you know, maybe we'll get to a point someday where that'll be something that happens. But we're very small. Unions were built for larger organizations generally. And so,
well,
yeah.
Hostess ain't that big anymore either.
What's that?
I said Hostess ain't that big anymore either. But
true, they're no longer. I mean, essentially.
But I mean, you know, I've got to ask, isn't it easy for a small business person who, as you are, a very successful entrepreneur who can make decisions to keep management lean and responsive, and you can quickly adapt and change what you're doing to respond to an ever-changing marketplace? You're not saddled with union rules. You're not saddled with the demands of unions.
Both sides of that. You know, we just went through in Seattle offering, working with city council to bring about paid sick leave, and it came because low-wage workers from grocery stores like Safeway, multi-billion-dollar companies are not paying their frontline people paid sick leave. There's things I think that unions can do to be really great and protect our baseline workers. So the reason that Seattle passed paid sick leave was to kind of help in these situations to say, hey, you can't do that. Like that's unfair. It's kind of like a minimum wage, right? It's great to have a minimum wage that everybody has to pay, or, you know, unfortunately, big companies, greedy CEOs can really, really exploit workers, and that's really sad and unfortunate, I think.
Yeah, I understand your point, but...
And that's kind of what I felt, a little bit of what's going on at Hostess, and honestly, I haven't case-studied Hostess in a big way, but...
Well, we've been following it, you know, closely, and you know, what happened was they said, the company said, look, this really is... to use a line from the 2012 presidential race, this is arithmetic. We just can't stay in business with these wages, these benefit levels, and these union rules that force us to pay so much to produce our product. We can't stay in business that way.
And I would agree with that. And not to mention your product is really out of date. It's something that is ingredients that last way too long. There's a whole revolution around fresh and natural and local. And I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, no,
that's
a very, very fair point. That's why I didn't buy any Hostess brand products when they went out of business, because for crying out loud, if you already have Hostess products at your home, they'll last another 6-7 years.
Fine.
So
on eBay, you're going to be raking it. Totally. No, I mean, it is.
I'm telling you, though, Jody, if you had unions, you know, Cupcake Royale is a much more delicious cupcake than the Hostess cupcakes with the cream filling in the middle.
I don't think that we're going to...
But you're also more expensive.
They are more expensive.
And can you imagine what they would cost if you had unions?
Well, we're not commoditizing our product. We're paying real prices. We buy our flour from a handful of farmers in eastern Washington. We pay a lot more for that flour. But we're paying people that are providing the ingredients for our wholesome cupcakes that are natural and local and all that stuff. Like, we're paying the real price. We're paying the real price of our workers, our bakers, our frosters, our baristas, our drivers, et cetera. And our business model supports that. And
okay, now let me ask you this.
We're paid for that for a cupcake. And then on top of that, we take care of our employees.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Jody.
I don't know that our employees would want to unionize because they're getting treated well.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though, Jody. If demand went down, what would Jody Hall, CEO, you know, good liberal Democrat, but CEO of Cupcake Royale, what would she do if demand went down 20% for your product?
Well, we've definitely been through this so-called recession, and not so-called, very real recession, I'm sorry, and have felt that. And what we've done is we've figured out how to kind of manage that on our P&L. Like, maybe we spend a little less on advertising, or we reconfigure the way that we promote our product. But we haven't, we don't, you know, we haven't gone through a phase where we've had to lay off people.
But you know where I'm headed here. If you had a 20% reduction for your product, would you lower wages, trim benefits, lay off workers?
Basically, we hire for seasonality. So we have a lot more people during busier times and a lot less people during slower times.
Now, you understand it with union rules, that becomes difficult. You don't have that flexibility as much.
That's where I find that these age-old pros and cons of unions, where, you know, there is a lot of protections in place, and then there's these archaic kind of rules that don't allow companies to be lean and operate and things like that. So I can totally commiserate on one side, but then I totally get the protection. And yeah, it's just
I tell you what, you are fun. You are fun to talk to, and you know, a successful entrepreneur. And like I said, when we celebrated my mom's birthday, we went and splurged on Cupcake Royale ourselves. So we'd love to have you come back on the show when we talk about Obamacare, okay?
All
because
right.
You're a business person who supports Obamacare. So we don't have time today, but we want to give it plenty of time. So
I would love it. I'll bring you an Obama cupcake and a Romney one, and we'll see which one you like better.
What's the use-by date? Right. All right. I appreciate it. Jody Hall from Cupcake Royale, thanks for coming on and joining me.